Okay, after our rabbinic introduction today. Zot the Gemara. Rav Yirmiya Oma, fourth last narrow line. Haroya Ner Shel Chanukah Tzarech Levarich. Somebody who sees the Ner Chanukah has to make a bracha. Very rare halacha. A birkas haroya. As Tosis will discuss, we'll learn this soon in Mis Hashem. There's no birkas haroya if you see somebody's lulav, or somebody's shofar, or somebody's talis, or tefillin, or Shabbos, or anything. And yet, on Ner Chanukah, there's a birkas haroya. Why that should be the case, why were Chazal masakin that, we'll soon discuss. What exactly does he make? Which bracha? So the Gemara says, "My mevarich." Which bracha is made on Ner Chanukah bichlal? Omar of Yehuda, Yom Rishon Hamadlik mevarich shalish, and Horoya mevarich shtayim. The lighter makes three, the seer makes two. Mikan ve'elech. From then on in, Madlik mevarich shtayim, mevaroya. Mavarich achas. The lighter makes two, the seer makes one. Okay, that's the numbers, but what are the brachas? Says Rashi, says the Gemara. Umay mavarich, and what is the actual bracha he makes? Boruch ato Hashem, asher kidishon v'mitzvayso v'tzivonu lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. Lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. So, that is one of the brachas. What are the other two? As we know, Shehechiyanu and Sheosanisim. So, on the first night, the Roya only makes two of those brachas. Which two? Or rather, which one does he not make?
Lahadlik.
Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. He can't make a bracha Lahadlik Ner, he's not lighting at all. On the second night and onwards, where Shehechiyanu gets dropped, so the lighter will make two, Lahadlik and Sha'osanisim, and the Roya will just make Sha'osanisim. Says Rashi, Horoya Ner Chanukah. We learned this last time. Koi, this refers to Al Shaloi Hidlik Mabese, somebody who did not light at home. Va'oiver Bershus Harabim, he goes through the street. Va'roya Oysa, and he sees the light, Bepischei Yisrael, at the door of a Jew. Shemitzvah laniach bePesach, because that's where the mitzvah is. Tzarech levarich al ri'iyo rishayna. Now, if you remember, last time we made a number of diukim. The first diuk we made was on the word hidlik. It says that he did not light. The implication is that the birkas haroya is all dependent on whether he did or didn't light. Whether his family lit is not mentioned. Otherwise, Rashi would have said, Loi hidliku, plural. They didn't light. Who's they? Him, his family, anybody. Rashi doesn't say that. We'll see there's an enormous discussion about this. Rashi's lashon seems to imply that it's all dependent on whether he lit. We'll come back to that. There's another diuk. We said Rashi is very, very marich, v'roya oisa b'pischei Yisrael, etc., etc., etc. So firstly, we discussed last time, can you make a birkas haroya on the neiros in shul? Can you make a birkas haroya on the second light that a person lights just because of chashash, maras ayin? But more important, if I were to ask you a question, why is Rashi being so marich now to tell you shemitzvah lahaniach b'pesach, it's a mitzvah to place the candle by the door? Why is Rashi telling me that? Why does Rashi have to teach me now Hilchas Chanukah? Rashi, a whole arichas. V'raya oisa b'pischei Yisrael. You see by the door of a Jew. She mitzvah l'ani. Okay, fine, it's a mitzvah to write them. Fine, it's also a mitzvah to say halal. It's a mitzvah to shake lulav. Why is Rashi telling you this? Yeah, why is that? We're learning Hilchas Chanukah now? Persumei Nisa? We're learning one particular locha, the Birkas Haroya. Why must we now be told, by the way, there's a mitzvah to light Chanukah candles by the door? Why is that relevant? I think there's a very, very obvious answer.
That's why you put it back, so people should see it.
Therefore what?
That's the whole lot of you guys, the wrong way to put it.
Say that, but why is that relevant here to the Birkas Haroya?
Rashi wants to say that that's when you say the Birkas Haroya, not when you walk into a shul and see it there. In other words,
you already told you that. No, that bit you're right. But the second bit I'm asking, when he says Va'oyve Birshus Harabim, fine, very good. Or V'roya Oisa B'Pischei Yisrael, fine, very good. That's enough. Why does he have to now add, second part, Shemitzvah laniach b'Pesach? Well, Rashi's already told you the whole drasha. If you see it now, Chanukah, by the front door, make a bracha. Thank you. It's a mitzvah to light by the door. Okay, it is a mitzvah. It's not. Why is Rashi telling me the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah now?
Because if you see it anywhere else, you don't say Birchas Haroya.
He already told you that. He said, V'raya oisa b'pischei Yisrael. You see it by the door of the Yisrael. Fine. So you want to say b'pischei Yisrael is come and teach you, not in the shul, not anywhere else. Fine. What's Rashi adding now? Shemitzvah laniach b'pesach. Fine. What's that got to do with our sugya? What's that got to do with Birkas Haroya? Moira v'raboisa, I think the answer is so simple. You know what the answer is? When you see a candle, how on earth am I supposed to know it's a Ner Chanukah? Simple as that. We didn't have electricity in those days. Couldn't be simpler. Says Rashi, if you see a candle by the front door, you should know there's a mitzvah to put it there, so you have every right to assume it's a Ner Chanukah. Simple as that. Otherwise, I see a candle, maybe that's the candle he's lighting because he wants to have supper. How am I supposed to know? That's why Rashi needs to tell you, if you're over Rashus HaRabim, V'roya Ois V'Pischei Yisrael, and you see the light by the door of the Yisrael, you should know Shemitzvah L'Haniach B'Pesach. The mitzvah is indeed to light by the Pesach. Well, if that's the case, when you see a light by the Pesach, put one and one together, it's Chanukah, and there's a light by the door, it must be a Ner Chanukah. So you can make a Birkas Haroya. But if I see somebody light a light because he wants to read his newspaper, I can't make a Birkas Haroya there, even if it's Chanukah. That's Rashi's big kasha. How can I go around making a Birkas Haroya? Maybe I'm making a Bracha Levatola. Because maybe it's not a Ner Chanukah at all. Says Rashi, it's so simple. There's a mitzvah to light by the front door. You don't normally put candles by your front door. You put them in your house, in your kitchen, in your dining room, wherever it may be. Says Rashi, if the mitzvah is to light by the front door, so therefore you can safely assume that if there's a light by the front door, that's a Ner Chanukah and it's not stammer light. Simple. Says Rashi, Mavorech Shtayim. The Roya makes two brachas. Which two? Shehechiyonu, number one. V'sheosonisim. Says Rashi, She'ein al ha-Roya. It is not incumbent on the Roya. L'vorech l'hadlik ha-Ner. Why not? Because it's not lighting. Mikan ve'elech. From then onwards, Zman leka. There's no bracha of Zman because you've already said Shehechiyonu on the first night. By the way, what happens if you didn't say Shechion on the first night?
Say it the second
night. You say it second night. But we're talking about the normal case where you did.
So if the Roa goes home and he already said Shosanisim, he only says it when he lights at home?
You're asking a fantastic question. Who says he lights at all? You're saying Pashas he has to light because he hasn't lit. Yeah, so he'll just make Hamadlik, Lahadlik Pashas. Says Rashi, Hamadlik Mavarech, from now onwards, Lahadlik Neir, and Vesha'oson Nisim. But Vaharoya will say Sha'oson Nisim, quote unquote, Lechudei. What does Lechudei mean? Only that bracha. Now, says the Gemara, a very important thing on the second wide line. You're telling me that the bracha that you have to make is the general bracha. For the one lighting is with Sivanu Lahadlik Neir Shulchanike. Veheichon tzivanu. What does that mean, veheichon tzivanu?
Where are we commanded to do?
Where are we commanded? Now, this question needs a lot of explanation, or at least an important explanation. Because what's the Gemara's answer? Because it says, miloy sasur. What does miloy sasur mean? Do not turn away from the words of the rabbis. So here, the Torah is clearly telling you, you have to listen to Chazal. Such that even a mitzvah like Chanukah, which is definitely only a midrabbanon, but the Torah is mandating you, the Torah is telling you, you must listen to the Chachamim. One suggestion, from Nachum Vayitzakom, a different pasuk, Sha'al avicha v'yageitcha. Ask your father and he will tell you, and the pasuk carries on, Zakeinecha v'yom rulach, or listen to your zakeinim. So Torah again is telling you, clearly you must listen to your zakeinim. Now, we need to understand what the discussion in the Gemara is. What does that mean? How did you understand Nachum? What was the Gemara Shaila? V'heichon tzivanu, where were we commanded? What do you mean, where were we commanded? Chazal commanded us. What was the question exactly? What do you mean, where? In the Gemara Chanukah, what's the question? Ah, so you're telling Rabbi Yosef, the Gemara's question was, where did the Torah command you? Chazal commanded me, I know, but where did the Torah command me? To which the obvious follow-up question, Rabbi Yosef, is, why do I have to say that the Torah commanded me in order to make a bracha? The Torah didn't command me. It was a Chazal invention. So why can't I make a bracha on the Chazal v'tzivanu means the Chazal commanded me? The answer is because what's the bracha? Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam asher kidishon. You, we're addressing the Rabbeinu shel olam. Asher kidishon misayis v'tzivanu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mekadesh as and was mitzavas. It doesn't say in the bracha Baruch atah Chazal that they instructed me. It says Baruch atah Hashem asher kidishon misayis v'tzivanu. That's the question of the Gemara. Hashem? Where on earth did Hashem command me to light Hanukkah candles? The answer is by implication, or at least by inference, because when the Torah says Loi Sasur, that ultimately it means you must not turn away from the words of the rabbis. So if Chazal tell us to light Hanukkah candles, ultimately that is V'tzivonu, or Sha'al Avicha V'yageitcha. Okay. So that is the sugya. So we have a number of points that we need to examine. Let's make a start. Let's see the bottom Tosfos. Horoya ner shel Chanukah tzarech lavorech. Bashar mitzvahs. In other mitzvahs, says Tosfos, kegoyin alulav, v'sukkah, loy, takinu, lavorech, l'roya. We do not find anywhere the Chazal instituted a bracha for the roya. If I see you shaking lulav, I don't make a bracha. If I see you sitting in your sukkah, I do not make a bracha. So why is Chanukah an exception? It says Tosfos, Elo gabaner Chanukah. It is a takona specific to Ner Chanukah. Why is Ner Chanukah unique? Mishum chavivus hanes. What does that mean, chavivus hanes?
The importance of the
nes. Because the importance of the nes. Chaviv, precious, special. Because of the special nature of this nes, Chazal wanted everybody to be part of it, and therefore, they made an extra takana to make you a part of it. Because it's chaviv. How can it possibly be more chaviv then the mitzvah of lulav, I mean, mitzvah of lulav is deiraisa, is only drabonon. The answer is, Tosas never said that the mitzvah is chaviv, Tosas said the neis is chaviv. What does that mean, the neis is chaviv? Kriyas Yamsuf is not a special neis. Why do you celebrate sukkahs? Because we were put in sukkahs. No, that's not a chaviv neis. Why do you celebrate Pesach? Because I was Yitzhiz Mitzrayim. That's not a chaviv neis. So one way of explaining it is the following. Have you ever wondered to yourself, why is it that, unlike any other mitzvah, the Gemara tells us, how are you Makayim mitzvahs Ner Chanukah? You light one candle. And if you want to be Mahadrin, you do as follows. If you want to be Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin, you do as follows. Do we ever find out with any other mitzvah? Every other mitzvah, we know there's the mitzvah and there's an inyan of Hidul mitzvah. Mahadrin, Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin. Why is this unique when it comes to the Ner Chanukah? We find all different levels of Hidur and Mahudur and going that extra mile. The initial mitzvah is what? One candle per family per night. That's all you have to do. All you need is 8 candles for the Holy Yom Tov. And yet, of course, none of us do that. We all want to be the Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin. Why is that? The answer is, many point this out. Because there was no necessity for the miracle. They didn't have oil. Fine, so they don't have oil. What should they do? There's a mitzvah to light Chanukah, the mitzvah to light candles in the Beis HaMikdash, if you have oil. And if there's no oil, so you're an oinus. If somebody doesn't have a lulav, try as he may, he could not get hold of a lulav. So he's an oinus, which is not his fault, not negligence. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu produces a nes, not out of necessity, that is an extra special nes. When does your child feel more love from you? When you buy him his shirt, feed him his breakfast, or when you buy him a candy? Candy. Doesn't make any sense. Doesn't need the candy. He needs his breakfast. Yeah, exactly. Because when you give him what's necessary, finish this, and I'm your kid, you got to feed me, you got to clothe me, you got to house me. But you didn't have to give me a candy. That's extra. So when you gave it to me, not out of necessity, rather just out of sheer love, I have no need to give you this. I think I mentioned in the past, you know, on occasion when I get round to it, I'll buy my wife a bunch of flowers for Erev Shabbos. And she says to me, "Ah, you didn't need to." And I always say, right, if I did need to, it wouldn't be special. When you need to do something, it's not special. When you don't need to do, and you give your kid a candy nonetheless, so he feels the love. This nace that HaKadosh Baruch Hu produced to give them oil was not out of necessity. There's a mitzvah. If you can makayim, good. If not, it's no fault of their own. So the whole nature of the mitzvah was what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu going that extra mile, as it were, to produce the nes. So that's why, in turn, we go the extra mile. Mahadrin, Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin. Yep, the basic necessity is one candle. But there's all different levels. Do you want to go the extra mile? And do you want to go the extra, extra mile? Why? Because that was the whole nes of Chanukah. It was the extra mile. Unlike the nisim of Sukkot and Pesach, of course Kriyas Yamsuf was a phenomenal nes. And of course you'd see us with Trayim. But those nisim, as it were necessary nisim. Otherwise Klai Yisrael would have been killed. Or they would have drowned. Etc., etc., etc. That, I think, is what Tosfos means when he says over here, Chavivus Hanes. There is an extra special nature of Chavivus when it comes to the Chanukah Nes. Well, more than Kriyas Yamsuf, which was a bigger miracle? Of course, Kriyas Yamsuf, a much bigger miracle. split the sea. Much bigger miracle than a candle lasting for 8 days. The answer is, we're not talking about what's a bigger miracle. Tosfos doesn't say it's a nes gadol. He says it's chaviv. It's special. Why is it special? Because it was not done for Klal Yisrael out of necessity. Which means, by definition, the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had towards Klal Yisrael was more manifest in Chanukah than it was at any other Yom Tov. So Tosfos says that's why only Chanukah they were masakin and Birkas Harei. One reason, it says Tosfos v'gam. I'm going to now suggest another reason. Mishum, because sheyesh kamo bnei adam. Because there are many people she'ein lohem batim, who unfortunately do not have a house, and they roaming around in the streets homeless. Ve'ein biyodom lekayim hamitzvah. And it is not biyodom. What does that mean? It's not biyodom. It's not within their hands. They're unable to mekayim the mitzvah. Period. What's Tosfos saying now? L'chayra Tosfos is now offering a second explanation. All other mitzvahs, even if you don't have a house, you can get hold of a lulav. You get hold of a sukkah. Or you can borrow somebody else's lulav. Somebody else's sukkah. But if you don't have a house, you can't mekayim the mitzvah in Ner Chanukah. We wanted every single person to have a shaychus to this mitzvah. Essentially, we want every single person to have a shaychus to every mitzvah. But normally you can. You don't have to have a house to shake a lulav. But you do have to have a house to shake, to light a Ner Chanukah. Ner ish ubeisoi. If you're homeless and you live in the street, you don't light a Chanukah candle. Well, then I've got nowhere to be mekayim the mitzvah. So Chazal said, we'll give you a second chance. We can't give you a house, but we'll give you the Birkas Haroyim. So the first teretz of Tosfos is because of the special nature of the Chanukah nes. The second teretz is not because of the specialty of Chanukah, but rather because of the technicality that otherwise I've got nowhere to be mekayim the mitzvah. Who says I can mekayim the mitzvah at all? Whereas every other mitzvah, what were the examples that Tosfos gave? Lulav and sukkah. So if I don't have a lulav, I'll shake your lulav. If I have a sukkah, I'll shake your sukkah and your sukkah. Panei Chanukah, what should I do? I'll light in your house. There's no mitzvah for me to light in your house. I've got a light in my house, but I don't have one. Seder, we'll give you a brick of sorry. What's the big problem? Says Tosfos, v'tam rishon nicha. But the first reason I'm more comfortable with. Why? Because there's a very big question on the second reason. D'loy tikshilei mimezuzah. Otherwise you're going to have a big question from mezuzah. What does Tosfos mean?
You could ask the same question about mezuzah.
You could say the same about mezuzah. If you don't have a house, then in the same way as you can't be mekayim Ner Chanukah, you can't be mekayim mezuzah. Mezuzah is a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's more important than Ner Chanukah.
We should walk around saying
Birkas Haroyah. So maybe why isn't there no Birkas Haroyah and mezuzah? For the poor fellow who's homeless, then he can't be mekayim the mitzvah of mezuzah. So why were Chazal not mesakein that when you see somebody else's mezuzah, you make a bracha? Big question. That is only a question according to which teretz of Tosfos, the second or the first?
Second.
The second. Whereas according to the first reason, it's much better. Why is it much better?
It applies to everybody.
So. Because, what was the first reason? Why did you make a Birkas Haroyah on Ner Chanukah? Chaviva Sanez. That is something specific to Chanukah, not mezuzah.
You would only mechuyev mezuzah if you have a door.
Right, and also only if you have Ner Chanukah, only if you have a door. If you have a house. But we want to give every opportunity to mekayim the mitzvah. You're right. Somebody who's homeless and cannot be mekayim Ner Chanukah, we're not going to criticize him. He has no mitzvah. We would like everybody to have a go at this mitzvah. So he's not going to be criticized. He's certainly not going to be punished. You're not mechuyev in Chanukah. You're not mechuyev in mezuzah. Fine. But nonetheless, we want to give you the opportunity to mekayim the mitzvah. But I can't. I don't have a house. This, by the way, It's not so much our discussion. But this, by the way, as you can well imagine, triggers an enormous discussion. What happens if you don't have a house, but you have another type of lodging? What happens if you take a cruise, Ramesh Zelig? You take your wife on your 40th or 50th wedding anniversary cruise for 2 weeks on the Queen Elizabeth II.
She will not like that.
She will not like that? All right, don't do it. Just buy her a pizza then. Can you light candles there?
Yes, it's like you're renting a room.
All the poskim talk about the sleeper trains. To sleep on a train, can you light your menorah there? What happens if you find yourself flying to the United States of America and you're on a plane? Forget technicality, they won't let me light a candle, but put that aside for the moment. Am I mechuyev in Hanukkah? Is that my house? Now, everybody agrees that a train and a plane and she hasn't got the status of a house. Not mechuyev in mezuzah on a plane or a train. So that's clear that you don't have to have the same status of house. There's a very, very big discussion, by the way. Sounds like a very basic discussion. It is. What is a house? Uchasavtom al mezuzois beisecha. What's a beis? If I build myself a little wigwam in the middle of Nachal Luz, mechuyev mezuzah, what's a beis? If you build yourself a house, you know what wigwam is? You know what wigwam is?
It's a tent.
I assume
tent.
It's a small type of structure.
It's a tent.
I've never heard the wigwam.
It's a tent.
It's an Indian word.
Indian word.
Teepee.
What happens if you buy a house, says the Torah, and it's got a roof, you have to build a marker? What's a house? So the Gemara has Gedorim. It has to be Dalad Amos. By Dalad Amos, there's a certain shin, there's a certain height. So now we need to wonder ourselves. To ourselves. The Gemara says that Ner Chanukah is Ner Ish Ubeisoy, on the bias. What's a bias? Is a train a bias? Is a plane a bias? Is a boat a bias? Is a tent a wigwam? Is that a bias? It's an important discussion. It's not our, but this is the Makor. Because Taisus clearly tells you that there are some people who don't have houses and they can't light. So clearly you have to have a house. So now there's discussion. What is the definition of house? Which, by the way, is, I don't want to launch into a whole controversy over here, especially because we're being recorded. Some people, for example, you go into your local makolet and they light a menorah, there's a menorah lit there. You go into your pizza store, there's a menorah lit there. Or you see somebody lights a menorah, out of electric bulbs, on top of a car.
Yeah, but they didn't make a bracha.
No, of course they don't make a bracha. Is there any Indian? That's not a bias. So all you tell me, you're right, on a bias, and they're not claiming to Makai in the mitzvah, but there's Pirsumei Nisa, publicizing the Nis. So why is that wrong? Because Pirsumei Nisa is the way that Chazal defined Pirsumei Nisa for us.
Put it in front of your house.
Imagine a person says, listen, the Torah says you have to sit in a sukkah. Why do you have to sit in a sukkah? Because our ancestors sat in a sukkah, and this will remind us of what they did. Ah, I've got a new way of doing it now. Instead of sitting in a sukkah, I'll sit at home, and I'll put a big sign with flashing lights on my wall, Klal Yisrael sat in a sukkah. I guarantee you, he will be more reminded of what Klal Yisrael did than your average guy. What's that called? Yeah, what's the English word for it? That's reform. You're reforming Yiddishkeit. The Torah gives us parameters. You're right, there's always the reasoning behind the mitzvah. But how you do it, the Torah tells us. Or if it's Rabbanon, then Chazal tell us. You should have 8 strings on your tzitzit because that reminds you, oh, well, I think if I have 65 strings, that'll be better. Better reminder. It will be a better reminder. It's Reformed Judaism. So it's true that the reason behind Ner Chanukah is Pirsumei Nisa. But maybe you should take a microphone and blare around the streets, Chanukah, Chanukah, Chanukah. No, there's no mitzvah to do that. You can't. It's not DIY Pirsumei Nisa. You have to have a bias. Okay. Says Tosis, if I don't have a bias, then what? I have no way of being mekayim the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. So Chazal said, I'll give you away. Birkas Haroya. So Tosis, well, that's highly problematic. Why is it problematic? Because then the same reasoning should apply also to mezuzah. Not everybody can mekayim mezuzah, because the same homeless person who can't do Ner Chanukah can't do mezuzah. What's he going to do? So why would Chazal not mesaken a Birkas Haroya for mezuzah? Says Tosis, therefore, I'm going to have to go back to the first reason, which is Chavivus Hanes. Nothing to do have a house or don't have a house. Chavivus Hanes, which is specific to Hanukkah, not mezuzah. Now, the last words of Tosis, did you see this Tosis, by the way? Saw this Tosis? The last words of Tosis are very, very tricky. Says Tosis, V'oid yesh lefarish. Alternatively, we could explain the ein shayach. It's not possible lesakein leroya brocha. You cannot possibly institute a brocha for the roya she'ein ha'oisa mavarich, where the oisa himself is not mavarich. What does that mean?
Unless the person lighting the candles made the bracha first.
Oid yesh lefarish. Tosis is coming to explain an oid. What does oid mean? A further pshat to answer the old question. What was the old question? Why is there a birkas haroya for Chanukah and there's no birkas haroya for lulav? Explanation number one, Chavivus Hanes. Explanation number two, which fell through in the end, is because if you've got no house, you've got nowhere to be mekayem the mitzvah, so I'll give you away. Here comes an oid yesh lefarish, a third explanation. Because it's not possible. If you want to know why, when it comes to lulav, were they not mesakin in Birkas Haroya? The answer is they could not be mesakin Birkas Haroya, where ein ha'oisa mavarich. What does that mean, where ein ha'oisa mavarich? What does it mean, oisa, by the way?
Sounds like it.
Oisa. Remember, look at the first word on this page. Ha'oisa lulav. No, it doesn't say ha'noita lulav. What does oisa mean? Right. The assembling.
Wow.
No. What does the oisa lulav make? Which bracha?
Shechianu.
The Gemara says five lines later, Ha'oisa sukkah le'atzmoy, again, Shechion. So if somebody's an oisa lulav, or an oisa sukkah, not ha'naitel lulav, or not a yoishev basukkah, not talking about mekayim the mitzvah, talking about constructing the mitzvah. The oisa does not make a bracha other than Shechianu. There's no other bracha. What's Tosis saying? What's that got to do with Ner Chanukah?
Obviously making a distinction between lulav sukkah and Hanukkah. There we are. Candle goes there. We can make it.
So those who have Gemaras with a Maram at the back. There's a Maram, there's a Marsho, there's a Marshal. Let's have a look at the Maram. So the back of the Gemara. Yeah, keep going, keep going. Keep going, keep going, keep going. No. Much more. No, you're right, you're in the right direction.
Okay.
More. No.
You
Yep, keep going, keep going, keep going. Okay, you're getting that? Yep. Right. Page test, someone out. Do you have it? Now, what are these? This is the Marsha, the Maram, and the Marshal. G'dayle Achreinim. If you have a look at the Maharam, you'll see on the bottom left-hand corner, a bit further down, you'll see where it says Daf Mem Vov Amud Aleph. It's the fourth or fifth piece. Diba Hamaschil Dalad Hey Horoya Nechanaka. First word on the line is Shaykh Lvorich. Yep, go to the end of that. Dalad Hey Diba Hamaschil. He's commenting now on Tosfos. Horoya Ner Lvorich. Vo'oid Yesh Lefarish. This is a quote. De'ein Shaykh Lesakein. Quote unquote. Reish Lamed. What does Reish Lamed mean? Rotzo Loima. What Tosus wants to say is as follows. Bish Loima Bener Chanukah. It's all fine and well with Ner Chanukah. The Hamadlik, the one who's lighting, Shehu Ho'oise Ba'atzmoi. He is the one doing the mitzvah. So the Maram is translating the word oisa, not as in constructing or assembling, but performing the mitzvah. Who is actually performing the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? The one who lights. Now, he himself, mevorich, lahadlik, quote unquote, and also vegam shasonisim. We'll put Shechiyonu aside for the moment. The Madlik, who is the mitzvah performer, is making which brachas? Lahadlik and Sha'osanism. Two brachas. Unlike any other mitzvah. Therefore, Tiknu, so Chazal instituted Shehoroya, that the, not the Madlik, the one who sees Yevorech, Achas Mehen. At least he can make one of the brachas that the Madlik is making. Which one? The Hainu? Shasanism. He can't obviously make a bracha of Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. Why not?
He's not lighted.
But at least there's a little bit of copy and paste. A little bit. What's the copy and paste? Which bracha?
Shasanism.
Aval b'sukkah. When it comes to the mitzvah of sukkah, de'ein ha'oisa mevorech. The one who is performing the mitzvah does not make a bracha. Chaf aleph. What does chaf aleph stand for? Ki im, other than leishev b'sukkah. He only makes one bracha. So what copy and paste could you do there?
Only leishev, which he hasn't done.
What copy and paste would you do but with sukkah? Nothing. Why can't you do a copy and paste?
You can't say leishev.
Uberoye. One second. Uberoye leishaycha brachazu. It's not shaykh for him to make this bracha. There's no way in the world that the roya can make a bracha leishev basukkah because he's not being yeshev basukkah. So what are you going to tell me? Say this. So let's invent a new bracha. Im kain. If so, nitztarich, it'll be necessary, lesakein, to institute brocha chadosha, a brand new brocha, she'eino ba'oisa, which the performer of the mitzvah is himself not even making that brocha. V'zeh ein shayach. And that doesn't make any sense. V'chein belulav. U'bashar mitzvahs. So what brocha does the lulav, the oisa of the lulav make? So the roya cannot copy and paste that. Because no way that he can make a bracha of al natilas lulav because he's not being noitel lulav. So there's nothing left to copy and paste. What do you want to do? Invent a new bracha? Tosfos is telling you, the way the Maharam is explaining, that the birkas haroya is what? Is taking a piece of the oisa mitzvah. It's not a brand new invention. The chiddush of the roya is, that whatever the performer of the mitzvah is doing, try and do that yourself as well, at least in part. But if, however, you cannot do that, I'm not going to invent a new bracha for the Roya. The Roya can't be better than the Oisa. The Roya can be equal or part of the Oisa, but it can't be better. I can't make him a new bracha that the Oisa himself is not making. So you might ask, one second, it's not true. Delasakin shivorich horoya shechiyanu? Question mark. One second. If I see my friend sitting in the sukkah, I cannot make leishev by sukkah. Granted, I can make a shechiyanu. So why can't I make a birkas horoya, a shechiyanu? And now I can do copy and paste on at least one of his brachas. You hear the question, Nachum?
No.
When I see you sitting in your sukkah, I don't have a sukkah. Do I make a birkas haroya? No. Why not? That was Tosis' question. Tosis' third answer is because there's no brocha for me, the roya, to make. Why not? Because which brocha do you make? Leishev. And that brocha cannot possibly be carried over to me. Why not? Because I'm not sitting in the sukkah, so I can't make a leishev. I'm not going to invent, Chazal never instituted a new bracha for the Roya. They just copied and pasted from the Oisa to the Roya. So when it comes to Chanukah, which bracha did you make? Lahadlik and Sha'asa Nisim. So it's true, I can't make Lahadlik. I can make Sha'asa Nisim, copy and paste. That's why there's a Birkas HaRoya. But when I see you do Lulav and Sukkah, there's nothing for me to copy. Says the Maram, one second.
Make a
Shechiyanu. Says the Maram, no, that's a mistake. And we've said this Yisoid many, many times. She'ein birka shechiyanu brocha ala mitzvah ba'atzmoi. Remember we've said this?
Yep.
The shechiyanu is not specifically referring to the mitzvah. Rather, ela halazman. It's going on the time. Ve'ein elo tziruf. The Birkas HaMitzvah. We just attach it to the Birkas HaMitzvah. Essentially, it's got nothing to do with the mitzvah. So if you have a look now back into Tosfos. Let's see how this fits in the words. There were rather cryptic words of Tosfos. Va'oid yesh lefarish. We can now alternatively explain. Which explanation is this? What number?
Three.
The ein shayach lesakein l'roya brocha. It's not shayach. What was the question? Why were they not mesakein a birkas haroya for lulav and for sukkah? The answer is it's not shayach. You cannot be mesakein a brocha for the roya she'ein ha'oisa mavorich when the oisa himself is not even making that brocha. What does that mean? He's not making that brocha. Which brocha would you like the roya to make? Natilas lulav, impossible. Leishev asuka, impossible. So what do you want to do? You want to invent a new brocha? We're not going to invent a brocha for him. She'ein ha'oisa mavarech, and the oisa himself is not even making. Therefore, it turns out, according to this teretz, unlike the first two teretzim, that the reason why there's a Birkas HaRoya for Chanukah and not a Birkas HaRoya for Lulav and Sukkah, etc., is nothing specifically to do with the nature of the mitzvah, but rather the nature of the brachas. The first two tirutzim told you there's something specific about the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, either because it's Chavivas HaNeis, or because you need a house. Third terrace is no. There is nothing unique essentially about the mitzvah of Chanukah, but rather it is the bracha or the brachos plural, which facilitate, they allow there to be a birkas haroya. But in any other mitzvah, the only way I can make Birkas HaRoye is what? It would be to invent a new bracha. That Tosa says it's not shaykh to make a Birkas HaRoye on a bracha which the Oisa himself is not making. So we therefore have three tirutzim. Why is there no Birkas HaRoye on a lulav? Either because there's no Chavivas HaNeis, that's something specific to Hanukkah. Alternatively, is because lulav, I can be Mekayim anyway. Even if I don't have a house or I don't have a lulav, I can take yours or I can get it one by hook or by crook. Whereas Ner Chanukah, I've got no house, I'm stuck. Or thirdly, nothing to do with the mitzvah, it's a technicality of the bracha, which is, I cannot make a Birkas HaRoye, it's got to be the same bracha as the Oisa. So we're learning from Tosas that the Roya, listen very carefully, is a mini Oisa.
Needs a partial cut and paste.
A partial cut and paste. At least a partial cut and paste. And Shechiyonu is not a partial cut and paste. So normally, you can't do a cut or paste, partial or anything. You can't say Leishiv Asuka and Alachilas Matzah. If I don't have a matzah, and I see you eating matzah, like a Birkas HaRoye, what am I going to say? Alachilas Matzah? I'm not eating matzah. Ah, invent a new bracha? That's not Birkas HaRoye. Birkas HaRoye is a mini oisa. At least with regard to the brachas.
Do we see a Birkas HaRoye in anything other than Chanukah?
We have a Birkas HaRoye, Birkas HaShvach. I see the sea, I see the rainbow. Okay. But you're asking Birkas HaMitzvahs. Do I ever have a Birkas HaRoye and Birkas HaMitzvahs? As far as I know, not. And that's Tosas Kasha. B'Shaar Mitzvahs, those are the first two words of Tosas, we don't find a Birkas HaRoye. A very strange thing. What's so special about Chanukah? Either Chaviva Sanis, or because you need a bias, or because it's the only mitzvah where there's two brachas. So if it's the only mitzvah where there's two brachas, we can cut and paste, or copy and paste, onto the roya. But every other mitzvah which only has one bracha, you're stuck. So you should all ask me a big question. A trouble if you're a sitter, just behind you, Yusuf, sorry. Oh, shkeich. Anyone will do? We don't persecute minorities here. So shall we ask him the big question? Brachos Koidem Hamagila. Ashekit Shamaseso Tzivanu Al Mikra Magila. What's the next bracha? So why is there no Birkas HaRoye on Kriyas Megillah?
It's the hearing. You don't see it. You have to hear it. If you're standing
Lulav
outside.
Also, the mitzvah is the shaking. The mitzvah is the shaking.
Ooh, there's only one bracha.
No, I'm saying, but I see that Birkas HaRoye, I don't have to do the same action. The mitzvah of Chanukah is lighting a candle. I didn't see anybody light. I just saw the Nair having already been lit.
You can't be Yotze for someone else. You have to do it yourself.
I can't. Chanukah also, you're not Yotze the mitzvah, but this is the second best option. Like Rashi says, Mishalai Hidlik Bebesa. You're stuck. You can't get home. There's a train strike. So you can't get home, you will not be able to light Chanukah. So we'll give you another option. No. Somebody who can't hear Megillah, for whatever reason. He's problems hearing. There's no space in the shul. He comes to shul, he can't hear the balcony. What's going to make it? Sorry.
He's not hearing it.
And therefore?
At least the guy who sees it will see the light.
Oh.
He gets some benefit.
So you're telling me because I'm not actually seeing the mitzvah. You've got to see the mitzvah. If I see somebody sitting in the sukkah, I see him performing the mitzvah. If I see somebody shaking the lulav, I see somebody performing the mitzvah. I see Chanukah, I see the candle. Seeing somebody read the Megillah, but if I can't hear, then I can't actually see the mitzvah at all. I can see somebody mimicking, but I can't see somebody doing the mitzvah.
Why? You see a guy shuckling in front of
the Megillah. The mitzvah is to hear it.
The mitzvah
is to hear it.
So So you're going to have a guy being an abikaris in a sukkah. You think he's sitting there, right?
But that is the mitzvah. There's nothing more to do. Forget what he thinks. The mitzvah is to sit in a sukkah. If you see someone sitting in a sukkah, that is the mitzvah. Forget what he thinks. That is the mitzvah. Here, the mitzvah is, by the way, not the hearing. The mitzvah is the reading of the Megillah. I can't see somebody reading the Megillah. Kriyas Megillah is just when I hear Shomea Kohen, it's as if I read.
If I'm standing here and I can't see, but I see him reading the Megillah.
That's... Can't see him reading. See him mouthing. Can't see him reading. But if you're right, we have a big question on our hands. So why is it in a Birkas Aroi and Kriyas Megillah? According to the last teretz. First two terutzim is not shver. There's only Chavivus Anes b'Chanukah, there's a bias, whatever. But according to the last teretz, it's because you need an extra bracha to copy and paste. No, I've got an extra bracha, Sh'osa Nisim, by Kriyas Megillah. Question for everybody to think about. Mitzvah Hashem will reconvene on Sunday.
That's great.
Baruch Rab, everybody. Shoot tonight if anybody's interested. May that Hashem is well. We'll be well.
They turned it off.
You feel good for the app.
Let's go back to the app. Oh, there it was.